Just mentioned women's soccer. Actually, conference play started on Thursday night. Stay tuned at the end of the hour for Around the American and a complete roundup. Men all get going tonight, along with not just USF. Same thing for volleyball. Actually, it began on Wednesday. Again, we'll wrap that up for you here in a little bit. But right now, pointing towards the women, hosting Cincinnati, a team led by reigning Offensive Player of the Week in the conference, Maria Mallon. Bulls coming off a 2-1 weekend. We start with Jolene Shepherdson on how they lost that match to New Mexico State, but it might have catapulted them to better performances in their last two matches, and we'll see if it can continue tonight at the Corral. And that'll be followed by my chat with Aika Dennison, who, along with Kelsey O'Loughlin, have been the main two setters for the Bulls this season.
That was a good learning experience for us because we didn't respond well. You know, we didn't go in there with our best, so I honestly think that's a learning experience for us to go into our conference play, because we're going to see teams of that caliber. Cincinnati's a great stepping just right into conference play. It's a great competition, so they learned the hard way, so they came out against Stetson way more fire, way more focus, and handled, you know, Bethune-Cookman as well. So I think they learned that was uncomfortable, you know, the loss against New Mexico State. And so I predict that we'll come ready against NC.
One of the things that, you know, look at stat sheets, sometimes they don't tell the whole story, but I thought the errors dwindling a lot against Stetson, and it continued, and the hitting numbers were great. Mm-hmm. Was that one of the main points? You know, listen, let's not give the other side too many freebies.
All right. It's a mental state. Right, when you're feeling pressure and how to cut through that. So, yeah, we've been looking at different things. You probably saw our little inspirational video on the board today. And just trying to get them different verbiage or different videos, different inspiring messages to say, like, even though we may look inexperienced on paper, like, this is how we want to act in those situations. And when you're under pressure, like, this is what it looks like. This is how to do it. And again, I'm just trying to lead them, you know, through these youngsters to get that pitcher to just gain experience quicker. But what better way to do that? Face a good competition here this weekend and really put them in that situation and teach them to battle through it.
I see the article on Go USF Bulls. My buddy Joey sat down with CeCe, and deservedly so. She gets so much attention. She's getting close to the school digs record. But I also want to mention Alexis, because it seemed like you were putting both of them back there more often, and she's been an important factor. Yeah. Both of them, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lex and CeCe are first two servers, too, so not just the ball control they bring, but the attack with their serve is helpful. We go on many runs with Alexis's serve, so she's very effective. And they're, you know, great players, so I'm glad we can figure out rotations to get them on the court. Like, we need them both out there, and they both do a good job in serve receive and also defensively. CeCe's just has a little bit more experience than Lex, and so she's able to give us that stability in serve receive. And just her nature, I think, brings the team together. So maybe it's the experience, but just also personality. I think she brings that calm, like, hey, we do have this. We are under control. We can win. And sure, when you have the rest of them, like, basically freshmen on the floor, like, she's, you know, our newcomers, you know, Kelsey's a newcomer, then having that stability in CeCe is huge.
With Aika Dennison, who is, of course, in her second year with the program, but actually get to meet you for the first time face-to-face. I know it's been, you've already gone through this process, but can you just sort of tell us how it went the first year coming from the Netherlands to the United States in your first year at USF?
Yeah, it was, of course, a special year, COVID year. Everything was super insecure. Like, I didn't know at what time I was going to come here. I ended up coming in August. Super blessed that I could pass the border with my visa when I got it. Didn't play as many games, but I think we got a good preseason, basically, for this season, and we got extra players, like new incoming freshmen, a good addition to the team, and I think we're ready for conference play.
That is a good way to call last year, even though I know what you mean when you say preseason, but, you know, you coming from Europe, Marta, and you, not just you guys, did that help a little bit because you're in a new place, but you realize it wasn't just you alone that way?
Yeah, and I think it really helped that last year, of course, our season was in the spring, not in the fall, because I would have got out of quarantine, I had two practices, and season would have started. So I think that really helped us prepare and get to know each other and like get in a rhythm to be prepared as much as we can.
Another one of those Europeans, Masha, of course, not able to play this year, so it's been a little bit different. I know you probably realize you'd be playing more. Do you still talk to her? Do you get help from her and some advice, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, Masha is one of my best friends. I really miss her on the court. I wish her all the best, and of course, like, I want her to be on the court even though she is on the same position. Like, I wish her all the best, as I said, and she helps me off the court. She talks to me in games, so I definitely get to learn from her.
The setter system you guys use with the 6-2, it probably helps keep you fresh. Is it something that you're used to, or is it like kind of the first time this year that you've really done it all the time?
We did it last year with Masha and me, but in Europe we have a different system. There's only 6 subs, so we don't really get to run a 6-2 because there's not enough subs. So, yeah, I really love it here that everyone gets a chance to play. Yeah.
It's hard for me to keep track of, but I'm glad you guys can keep track of all that. I was just watching a little bit of practice. You and Marta working on some individual things, and it sounded like one of you, Marta, made a call in a language that wasn't English. Do you Europeans kind of communicate in a separate language sometimes or no?
I think individually we do, because she obviously has a different language than I speak. Right. But I think whenever we mess up, we might use some words that we're not supposed to. But other people don't know what we mean.
So it wasn't a call. It was okay. Gotcha. Yeah. It wasn't your best set of all time, but that's okay. Yeah. You've had a lot more good ones than not so good ones. What do you think about this weekend? You probably, you know, before last year didn't understand the difference between conference and non-conference, but I think you understand now that these are a little bit more important. What do you think?
I think we're going to face some great challenges. Our conference is super competitive. Everyone can win from everyone. So this weekend is going to be a great challenge for us. We're going to play as best as we can, as hard as we can. And, I think it's going to be great.
You guys have come into it with some nice, the last couple of weekends, getting some wins together. Has that helped the confidence? You guys are a confident group, but has it helped?
It definitely helped. Like, always, like, winning always gives you the feeling, like, you know how it feels to win. So when you're playing, you know in what rhythm you need to get. And I think it definitely boosts our confidence. So we're ready.
And last thing, you've only had one chance to play at home. And wow, what a crowd that was. Tell people that may be thinking about coming, might not be sure, how that helps you guys.
It's amazing. Like, it helps us extremely. Like, it's so amazing when the whole corral is like completely filled up. There's everyone's loud. There's everyone wearing green and gold, and it just gives you this little goosebumps. Like, the whole gym is filled, and it's amazing. It helps us so much getting that extra pump, that extra energy when we get a great play and everyone's cheering. It's amazing.
So be here at 7:00 on a Friday night, right?
Definitely.
Get there if you can. If you can't, listen to my broadcast on USF Bulls Unlimited. We'll fill you in on all the stuff in the pregame show. A lot of freshmen have been called into duty with some injuries to some upperclassmen. So you've got Tizzy Pouliese along with Amanda DeWitt, Reagan Kynard, Amiri Hendricks-Walker specifically. Get their first conference challenge tonight and again on Sunday at 1 against East Carolina. Both matches on Unlimited along with the football broadcast will sum it all up for you on Monday's Bulls Beat. That's the Friday show. Thanks for listening. Keep those horns up this weekend. I'm Derek Sharp.